Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Don Royce Roy and Tomas Estrada Palma Think Tank Talk Show Radio. We're one of a kind here to shock your mind with this rhythm and rhyme because it is all ours. Remember, the truth is far-fetched, but you can coexist knowing one thing. Do your own research. Form your own opinion. When all opinions coincide, then you have something to strive for on Think Talk Radio with Don Royce Roy and Tomas Estrada Palma.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Royce Roy, and welcome to Think Tank Talk Radio. I want to welcome everyone aboard. And let you know that you can dial 917-932-1727. That's 917-932-1727 if you would like to get on the air and talk about whatever you like. Today is open mic on the beautiful day in the mid-spring. It snowed today here in New York City. And that's the way it crumbles. Soon spring will be around the corner. And I want to let everybody know that I'm so happy to be back on the air. It just takes my heart and my breath away. Well, without further ado, here we go. How's everyone doing out there? Give me a little call at 917-932-1727. And let's talk about a few things. Let's see. Who was it that was the first bankers? Could it be the Knights Templar? Then it turned into the Illuminati. Then the Masons and the Freemasons. Skull and Bones. King of Thrones. Jambalaya. As our deficit gets higher and higher, our money is burning on fire. The ink is literally dripping off the paper it's printed on. Silver and gold, platinum, that's the new currency. It's the art of self-reliance. Remember, precious metals are always and have always been a commodity that has no end. And that's the way it is. We have to be more self-reliant. We have to be more together with people. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. 805.
What's up, homie?
Hey, yo, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
All right. Did it stop snowing down there or what?
Yeah, it was overnight that it snowed in the morning, and then now it's all melted already. How you doing?
Okay, hanging in there, you know, doing this little show. You know how it goes. I was talking, I don't know if you heard, but I was talking with the people, telling them about the Freemasons and the Masons and the Illuminati and the Knights Templar. They're the first bankers. And to me, I really think that they are still in power. You know what I mean? It's just the same generations. They got so big, the Vatican killed them off. And they got corrupted. They started getting into rituals and having strange sex things. I was just reading about it. I was like, oh, my God. And I was thinking,
tell me more about this
might have been.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No.
They're having sex skulls, with dead skulls and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Things that, you know, like rituals and whippings and all
away.
That stuff.
The Illuminati's not going away. The Freemasons ain't going away. Just the way of life here on this planet. They're not going anywhere.
But I'm saying they might be descendants of all the bankers who are in control of the United States. Because remember, they were in control before the even bankers exist. They are the first bankers.
Okay.
The Knights Templar was a banker, and the King of France, John IV, had them wiped out. because they were getting too big. Because they were giving loans out to people, you know what I mean, where the French government wouldn't. So they were getting big and big. They were becoming a major conglomerate compared to the King of Thrones. So the King of Thrones wanted to turn them into skull and bones. He wanted to eliminate them. They say, I don't know if it's true, that they found the cup of Christ. Now, that's something deep. They found the Ark of the Covenant. But there's so many stories. Who do you believe, Mr. Monk? Who do you believe?
I believe God.
That's it.
That's it. God and what I see with my own two eyes. But
and what you feel.
Yeah, but,
you know, because God lives through our feelings. You know what I mean? Like, you know the feeling between right and wrong. And God is in there. It's woven in there. He's there. He's pushing you.
Yeah, my question has always been...
You're a traveler. You're a traveler. You've been all around. You've been on your own. You have to rely on your own self-reliance in order to survive, because nobody's going to hold your hand and nobody's going to tell you, take this route. Open this door. You've done it yourself. And I applaud you for it, man, because it's a hard thing to do. You know what I mean?
My question to
Not everybody
you,
can
my
do it.
My question to you is, what's the remedy? What's the solution? We know the problem.
The
I
solution.
I always bring a, you know, I
use
mean,
your you're, heart, you're man.
System.
Everybody's got to use their heart. People always think with their mind. You don't think with your mind. Your mind sometimes overpowers the wrong thing. Because it sounds good, it doesn't mean it is good. You know what I mean? Because it sounds good. Oh, I'm going to kill this guy for $1 million, and I'm going to get the $1 million. It sounds good, but it's not good at all. Because that money is tainted. It's not worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now,
back,
if God gives you $1 million...
Back to the Illuminati and the Freemasons and the way the system works and stuff. My question to you is,
right.
So what are you proposing to your audience as to what would be solutions, remedies into functioning without having to be overwhelmed or being subjected, ultimately subjected, and surrendering 100%
to our own currency. Start our own currency,
I mean,
a community currency.
I mean, yeah. But I want to hear from you something. Yeah, but something more concrete, Roy. That's theoretically that would sound.
Well,
we can't
start our own mint. You know what I mean? You can't start your own mint. You can't print your own money. What we could do is barter.
You're reaching.
Tell your neighbor. How many neighbors do you know? How many neighbors do I know? I know a few, but I don't know them all. You know what I mean? We got to get more active in our community. Because maybe three doors
down,
a neighbor needs some milk, and I've got a gallon of milk. I'll give him 2 quarts of milk. I don't care. Because maybe next week I'm not going to have milk, and he's going to have milk, and he'll give it to me. And it starts a chain reaction. That's what we need. We need to start a chain reaction and link it. So people can.
Yeah, but you also got to understand something in regards to what you do for thy neighbor. Sometimes we can give and give of ourselves to thy neighbor, and it doesn't come back. A lot of people
take it for granted.
They thank you for what you do for them, but they don't really absorb it and then turn it into something like, you know, they say pass it forward. You pass something forward without any expectations of receiving anything back. Because if you do, then your expectations are going to disappoint you. Because I'm going to tell you, Roy, 9 out of 10 times you do stuff for people, they don't turn around and do what you for. If you're doing it with an expectation and an end result, you're not going to, 9 out of 10 times, you're not going to get what you expect. You know, you cut an empty lot across the street from your property, and then you tell the people, okay, this I'm doing this for free, but I'm doing it for the community. Well, they'll say, thank you. That's such a kind thing that you're doing. Then when the grass grows 6 weeks later, they're going to knock on your door and let you know that the grass is growing high, and they're going to ask you, why aren't you cutting the grass?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's why we got to get more community-oriented, like you when you were in Santa Barbara, that you did the drum circles. That's great. You know why? Because it brings everybody together. Everybody here in the concrete jungle where I live by New York, they're all in their house. They don't care about what the neighbor, you know what I mean? It's They're losing. They're losing out on a beautiful thing, man. Because when I seen those videos that you put up on the drum circles, you know, I said, that's unity. That's bringing people together through music. Whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Like, if they want to, like you said, make community gardens, let them make. Everybody's together, man. What's the problem? Why is everybody turning their back on everybody? It's not the way the United States started.
That's a real profound question. But that's a profound question right there. We're the 12 monkeys, however you want to take it, but it's the zombies,
right,
man. We're all so caught up in computers and the technology. You look around, everybody's always there. You don't see people hugging and sitting down and having dinner together anymore. You know, they sit in separate rooms and they communicate from separate rooms in the same house via text. They don't even talk in their houses. They talk
among
computers.
It's a shame. I just came to, you know, you ever heard of Roy Gracie? He's a martial arts guy from, he does Brazilian jiu-jitsu and judo and stuff. Yeah, he's
from
in Fort Lee by the Washington Bridge. Yeah, I was there.
Anyway,
I was there today, right?
Okay.
And the national team from Cuba came, and it's the first time they've ever been in the United States. And the guy, him, Gracie, is the one who funded them to come here. Tomorrow they're going to fight. And then the International Open with Kayla Harrison and a few other people who are Olympic gold medals to show their skills. And I noticed them that they had like a supervisor with them, and he was half Cuban, half Russian, blonde, with beautiful,
talking to the mic.
Brown, blonde with beautiful green eyes.
Right.
And her name was Natasha. And I go, oh my God. And she's Cuban. But her father was Cuban, her mother was Russian. And she's the one in charge of all those girls. The only ones that they allowed to come was the girls. The men were not allowed to come. Okay, some people wanted to give them money.
From Brazil? Brazil?
No, they came from Cuba, bro. The Cuban National Olympic team.
Oh,
the girls.
Right. You were telling me about that. Right. Okay, I'm fine.
Right, they came. And we're sitting down and I'm talking as Kayla Harrison's leaving. They came and then they hugged each other. And I saw tears in their eyes. And I'm like, why are these girls crying? And then I just realized that I don't know who did, but they all had iPhones. And they were sitting with their fingers on the screens. They already knew how to do the iPhones. And then people were giving them money, but the person that was in charge of them would not allow them to take the money. They would take the money for them. And I'm going, that's communist right there, man. Why don't you let the people have the money? Why do you have to govern the money of those girls? If somebody wants to give them $20, why take it from them? Why? You're going to take five and give them 15? You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess it's their rules.
Right. But that happens here in the United States. I mean, you ever been to Chinese restaurants and you see all those the waitresses and they work their asses off? But when you start really probing and talking to them, they get a little shy. They don't want to tell you too much about themselves. And then when you really start talking to them, you find out.
They're afraid,
And all the money that they make, all the tips and everything, they got to turn it into the manager. They don't keep that money. That's going on right here in America. It doesn't matter what country we're from. But when you bring up the thing about Cuba, Roy, you got to understand something. The United States, there's no better country than the United States of America. We got it good here in this country. We got it damn good in this country, okay? But I'll tell you, but a lot of the shit that's gone on in Cuba, it's not so much per se about Fidel Castro. It's about the embargoes and the sanctions. And I tell you this over and over. It's the impact that the embargoes had. They have no raw materials. They have no steel. They have no concrete. They can't build up their infrastructures. They don't have, blacktop to do highways. They don't have, you know, car parts and stuff like that. I mean, there's so many things that Cuba doesn't have, you know, and it's because of the embargoes. And I think it was a great thing what Obama did by opening up diplomatic discussions with them.
Definitely.
And little by little, you know, little by little.
They'll have machine shops. They can be building stuff. They're going to have, you know, like you said, raw materials that are much needed. Oh. Because the girl was telling me, she says Havana is deteriorating for the simple reason from the salt water that comes from the sea is deteriorating everything. the plumbing,
yeah,
the electricity.
They don't have,
the concrete
they don't have,
is all
have,
crumbling.
Right. They don't have concrete yards like they got them here in America. They don't have steel manufacturers like they have here in America. You know, we're one of the biggest producers of copper. This country, we produce.
We got
so
another
much
caller.
Copper.
You want me to put him through?
Yeah, please, please.
All right. Hello, caller, area code 254.
Yeah, this is
you're
me.
You're on the air.
Thank you.
Hey,
this is Apostle Yeshurun. I was trying to get onto your show, you know, and I've been having a hard time with my laptop and whatnot. But, you know, I just wanted to pop in and talk about, you know, what you guys are discussing because...
join the conversation. That's the Blue Monk is on, Mr. Aikido, and me, Don
mm-hmm.
Royce Roy, and now we have Ernesto Giro.
Right, and,
so,
and I wanted to make a comment that... You know, that picture that you have there on your radio show as a kind of like a logo or something with the eye?
Yeah, it says within the blink of my eye.
Exactly. That is pretty scary, you know, and let me tell you why. I was browsing through all of my, you know, timeline postings that people put on my timeline, you know, on Facebook, and some
right.
lady took a picture, man, of a sky, of a gray sky, right? And
right.
when you look at the picture, man, there's a real evil eye in the sky, okay? We all know that the symbolic representation of the eye of the sky is the Freemasons, you know? And so,
right.
to me, basically,
the sun god,
Satan.
Come on, the sun god Ra.
Exactly.
Represented
because that
by
is
the
actually
eye.
Satan. Listen, that is actually Satan, the devil, that is being represented in that, you know? Satan, as the Bible says, he's
so you're saying in back of the dollar bill, that eye means
yeah,
Satan.
The all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye
right.
is supposed to be taken from the Egyptian concept of the sun Ra, or the sun god Ra, but also I want you to understand that the Bible says that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, so he is in the air, okay? And that eye, when I looked at that picture, man, it was so diabolic, and I said, this is a satanic eye. But nevertheless, this is the kind of eye that is watching us all over, you know? Okay?
Big brother.
It's the eye that is watching us through the cameras all over the place, you know? They're watching
yep.
our every move, you know? I remember that song by the Police. Do you remember from the 80s, you know? Every step you take, I'll be watching you. Well, they're
yep.
watching all of our movements, the everything we do online, everything, you know? Even when we're watching TV, they're watching us, just so that you understand that, okay? They're watching
yeah,
us through
the
our
new TVs have a little TV. They have a little camera. And if they want, they can turn it on. There's a special chip. They can turn it on, and they can see you making love with your wife.
Oh, yeah.
If it's pointed in that direction.
Listen, country, there's no such thing as privacy. That doesn't exist. Listen, they have satellites that they can see right through your house, okay? They have
they're like infrared?
You know, satellites. That they can see right through your house.
Yeah, they can pick up the heat signature
at all times.
Exactly.
Right.
I believe you.
Yeah, I see.
No, it is so. This is not science fiction. It is reality. It is actuality. Okay? This is what is happening. And so that evil eye in the sky is watching our every moves. Okay? And it's important that you understand this. The Illuminati, the Freemasons, you know, the reptilians, the whole shebang, the whole bunch, because they're all in the same boat, okay? They're all Satanists,
yeah.
okay?
Can
that's what it boils down to, you know? The people who are controlling this country, and I'll say it again and again, I have no fear who's listening to me. I have no fear if the FBI, the CIA, whoever is listening to me in this show, I don't care because you know what? The only being that I fear is God Almighty. And I say the
exactly.
truth like it is, you know? They are all Satanists, you know, the power players, okay? The Bilderberg group, you know? All of these people, they are Satanists. They are trying to control the world behind the scenes.
They're descendants
okay?
of the Knights Templar, who were the first bankers.
Yes, but you know, the
because they were running the show back then. Who's running the show now? The bankers.
Listen, the bankers are running the show, and the celebrities are in it, Okay, I want you to understand this. Okay?
The celebrities bow down to the bankers.
Right. Every time you see these people doing that V sign with their fingers, okay, that's the satanic sign of victory, okay?
Right.
It's important that we understand what these signs mean because it's all about symbols and signs, okay? It's sign language that they use all the time in their handshakes, in their gestures, you know? It's important that you understand this. Remember, this is Satan's world. This is not God's world, people. Wake up to that fact. This is not God's world. This is the world of Satan. And his cohorts and his demons are ruling each nation behind the scenes. It is a spiritual. The Bible says that we are not dealing against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. It's about time that you wake up to that fact. Okay.
I think the monk wants to tell you something.
What?
The monk wants to tell you something.
Yeah, the guy that's hosting the show, Roy, and myself, we grew up in a town. There's a store. It's called East and West, and they sell posters and black lights.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a kid and we lived on top of Chica's Bakery, me and my brother used to have a room together. And my brother had a black light, and we used to have posters all over the room. And I went to East and West, and I bought one poster because, you know, with the black lights, they kind of illuminate, right? Well, I bought a poster with just the eye, okay? And my mother comes into the room, and she sees that poster above the door. She got on a chair. She ripped the shit out of that.
Oh, my God.
It's scary. Let me tell you, it's scary stuff, and let me tell you something. I'm going to text you the picture that I got from my timeline on Facebook, and you're going to see how incredible and how, amazing this picture is, you know, from the sky. It's a gray sky. Let me tell you, I met a woman here in Killeen that was a demoniac. She was demon-possessed. She took me to her place, okay, because I wanted to see what kind of infestation she had, you know. And let me tell you, she showed me pictures of the sky above her house, and you could see like eyes looking down in the clouds, man. That's how scary. This woman's place looked like the monster's family home, okay? It looked like something from the Addams Family.
I have a question.
Give me a question. If that's the case,
if we are being controlled by this big demonic eye over the world, which I agree in a lot of ways that the system, they keep like the Big Brother thing, they keep an eye on everything, they're in control. My question is always this: what is the solution? How do we function in a society, in a civilization, such as is? What are the things that we can do? Well, we all understand what's going on. But what do we do as human beings to function and to be at peace? What can we do? That's what I want to hear. What can we do?
Okay, the only thing that we can do is really get on our knees and pray to God to keep us and safeguard us from this evil, okay? The only thing that we can do is really pray that we have the wisdom and the understanding to know what is really going on, not to be deceived like everybody else in this world is, because remember, Revelation 12:9 says that Satan has deceived the whole world, okay? So you and I and everybody else have born into a world that has been deceived, you know? So in order to come out of this deception, in order to see the truth for what it is, in order to really live with our eyes open and to know exactly what is going on behind closed doors, and not to get into the smoke screens that they throw at us through the media and what else, we need to always be watchful of what is happening in the events of the world, and we need to be praying to God that he may keep us safe under this cloud of secrecy and of Satanism that is all over us, you know, that is trying to envelop
us. You know what the biggest lie Satan ever made is?
That he doesn't exist.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy? They're trying to fool you with a lie that he doesn't exist, but he does, because it's the evil things that people do is the devil. You understand? Kill, murder, rape.
Let me tell you something right now in regards to that. Look, the devil is so real, you know? that this is why, right. You know, you have, if you look at the movies out there, right, and
right.
The movies that Hollywood have been created, they all have to do with the occult, with occultism, and with creatures.
Good versus evil, or evil
exactly.
versus good.
Exactly, but not only that, you know, when you see that you have people that go to court, right, because if you see this programs that I watch all the time about detectives and whatnot, you know, people commit...
Yeah, Law and Order, True Bloods, all that stuff.
Exactly. People commit these heinous crimes, and they tell, oh, I have voices in my head. You know, psychiatrists, when they hear that, oh, voices in your head, this guy is crazy. No, those are demons talking to you, man. And this is why it's important that we need to have our channel, you know, directed towards God, because when we stray away and you see Satan transmit ideas and thoughts in the air. That's why he's the prince of the power of the air. The same way that we receive
right.
waves from the TV and the radio in the air, that's how he transmits thoughts and ideas. And so if you're listening to the wrong radio station, guess what? You're going to be demonized. You're going to be, you know, convinced to do something evil because you're receiving evil orders all the time. But if you switch to God's tune, you know, to God's radio station, to God's antenna, then you're going to receive good things in your mind. Does that make sense?
And you can tell the difference between it in your head or your heart, because your heart knows what's good and what's bad.
Well, in the Bible, sometimes the heart and the mind are one and the same thing. Because remember this, you know, the heart is only, you know, it's just an organ that beats and keeps us alive, okay? But the mind is really what makes us think and what makes us act and do things.
The mind is the transmitter. It is a receiver.
Correct, correct, correct. And so if we have our minds, you know, always, you know, tuned to the God station, you know, to the thoughts of God and the good things of God, then, of course, we will avoid all of this evil, you know, influences and this evil, you know, submission, you know, to submit to evil things, you know.
Right.
It's plain and simple. You know, Christ said it, you know, either you worship God or the devil, you know. You cannot
right.
serve two masters. Either you are in the
Well,
light
I could
or
tell you one thing. The devil
life.
Did not make the universe.
No,
he didn't
did
have it in his power. You know, because if you could tell
me
where the universe starts and the universe ends, then you have spoken to God personally, because only he knows. All I know is that we are woven into it. You understand?
Okay.
We're woven into the space in between where it starts and where it ends.
Okay, now let me tell you something about Satan the devil, because you just mentioned something that is very important that we need to touch upon. Yes. The devil did not create the universe. God did, but
no.
Guess what? As a creative being that God created, a spirit being, you know, he gave him some creative powers. And I need you to understand this, because some of the creatures that we had in antiquity, like the dinosaurs.
So then he was learning as he was going on. Didn't he know that if he would have created the devil, what the devil was going to do? Why didn't he eliminate
yes,
the devil in the first place?
Of course, God, listen. God created that because, you know, God gives everyone free moral agency. That means that God
right.
does not make robots. God
free will.
Right. Individual, free will, right. So
right.
I would like you to look at a very interesting video found in YouTube, and it's called Aliens Come From Hell. Remember this title, okay? Aliens Come From Hell. And all of you listening to this show, look at it. See it. It's important that you see how the fallen angels disguise and transform, and they do shapeshift into other things. It's important that you understand this. They are able to create and to mimic things that God does, okay?
And they
so
must
example,
be hiding, because not everybody sees them, only a chosen few. Because I'm sure if the whole world would see them, they would go after them, and 5 million people would go and kill them if they could.
The thing is that, you know what, unfortunately, you know, we have been lied to since the beginning, man, you know. For example,
right.
NASA has so many cover-ups that it's not even funny. Did you know that there's
yeah.
gold in the moon, and there's plenty of gold in the moon? Did you know this? Of
yeah.
course not, because NASA never mentioned this to the world. Did you know that they already had a man-made
because
base?
Because it's on a need-to-know basis, and we don't need to know. Because they can make money from it. Probably if they're making money already.
Let me tell you, the secrecy and the lies are big time enormous. And the cover-ups, you know, makes the X-Files programs look like kids play, okay?
Cartoons.
It's a reality.
Yeah, like cartoons, yeah.
Let me tell you something. The men in black are real, okay? Those
yeah.
guys that are portrayed in these shows and programs,
because
they
have to take the technology, because they know that technology is not of this earth and it's superior to anything that's on this earth, and they harness it. And they try to reverse engineer it and use it.
The technology comes from the fallen angels. They have taught men how to create these things because they
right.
have a lot of knowledge and a lot of understanding. So they pose as aliens. They pose as being from other planets. They're not. They're
can you get
aliens.
One of them so we can put them on the show? That would be good because I could freaking put them. You know what I mean? I would tell them, listen, why don't you do good? Stop doing bad. You know, I'm sure if somebody, maybe those people are lost souls and all they need is love. And they have so much hate in them that all they want to do is kill and create chaos. Because someone who has a good heart and God in them, they won't do it.
There's a basic scripture found in the Bible that says that the carnal mind of man is enmity against God and doesn't like the things of God and is evil. Okay?
There you go.
Wickedly evil. You know, our mind.
But remember, evil begets evil. Evil eats itself up. You understand? Until
the
there's nothing left.
The only way to fight evil is with good and with God. And
right.
this is, you know, answer
right.
the original question.
But
that
I'm
you
saying
made.
Evil would fight its own self. Like, let's say you're an evil person, right? And your conscience tells you to do good. Your own evilness will fight that conscience to fight yourself, to probably even kill yourself. You understand? That's how much evil tries to rule. But it's the goodness we have inside of us that overcomes that. You know what I mean? How many trials and tribulations have you been through? Have all of us been through? If it wasn't for the grace of God, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly. But, you know, there's a reason. There's a reason why you are able to counterattack this evil attitude only through the Holy Spirit of God in you.
We're given the power. We're giving the power. He's working through us. That's all I could explain.
Exactly. You have the key. Listen, you just gave yourself the answer to your question. How can I combat this evilness? How can I be able to withstand these powers of darkness? Well, by keeping in real close contact with the Creator Almighty God and having His
right.
Holy Spirit girding you and as your almighty armor. Because it says, no power, no principality, nor things present, nor things to come can ever separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you see,
Viva la revolución.
Viva la revolución,
yeah.
caramba. Anyway,
right.
no quiero tomarte todo el tiempo. I don't want to take your show.
Continue no, no,
with
no,
your
no,
program.
No, yo estoy...
I love your show.
Para que tú veas, para que tú veas, mi hermano. If I may say so.
Okay.
Pero, I quiero hablar contigo. Go ahead, Monk. Talk with him.
Okay. Okay, so...
Okay, habla conmigo.
El
señor Estrada Palma.
Mira, a serio. Escúchame.
Señor Estrada Palma.
¿Cómo?
Estoy hablando con el señor Estrada Palma. I'm speaking with Tomás now.
No,
hello?
My name is Guido.
Guido.
A monk. Mira, pero, okay, so far I heard you say that one thing we have to do as a proactive means is to get on
right.
our knees and pray, is to pray. I heard you say that.
Correct.
Then
correct.
I also heard you say that, and then I also heard you say that we have to be vigilant with a watchful eye. Okay?
Yes.
I can appreciate that. But
yeah, you
me,
know why I said that? Because
hold on. But what I want to take it a step further. Getting
okay.
on the knees and praying is something that's good for every one of us that believes in God and believes in this path. However,
right.
to me, prayer is a very personal thing, and it doesn't really produce... and I'm not trying to be a jerk about this, but doesn't really produce or manifest proactive action. So my question again is, what things can we do here in our communities, in our environment, whether it be with the government, within the government, with the system, with our communities, what things can we do or teach or talk about to enlighten our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, things that we can do.
We have
do.
To band together. We can't live apart anymore. That age
well,
is what brings evil in.
Well, wait. First,
there's more power in masses than there is in asses.
Okay, I'm going to answer your first question, okay? What can we do? And unfortunately, you don't believe in the power of prayer, but I do, and prayer changes things.
No. I never said I don't believe in the power of prayer. Okay, I just said that it's not enough. That's what I'm saying.
All right, fine. What I want
to
say
is we need something more. We need prayer and something more.
We need to open our eyes, people. We need to look at the YouTube videos that they got out there, okay, about the so-called conspiracy theories. We need to look at these videos real close. We need to really get informed about what the Satan is doing behind the scenes. We need to get more information because we are a disinformation society. This, the media and the whole system is trying to disinform us.
Guido, but you don't know if the videos in YouTube were put in there by satanic people in the first place to misdirect your mind.
No. Let me tell you something. You can verify some of this thing. You can verify some of this thing. Okay? So it's not, you know, I know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you, my friends. This is a very satanic age. You know, we're living within very bad people. It's important.
Even in the music. Look at the satanic. When we grow up, what did they tell you? Play the record backwards. What did it say?
Exactly.
Put the gun to your head. Kill yourself. Put the gun to your head. Kill yourself.
Exactly. Listen, we're living in dangerous time. You know, 2 Timothy talks about this. You know, we're living in very dangerous times. We're living in times where people are just going bananas. They're going berserk. Okay.
No, it's
going
to go deeper than that. They might throw a nuclear weapon and wipe out the whole Earth, and that will be nothing.
Let me tell you, Christ spoke about that in Matthew 24. Christ spoke about a catastrophe called the Great Tribulation. Man, that is a nuclear war or something, because he said that no flesh will be saved alive with this destruction. Christ talking about
there's nowhere to hide. Listen, the monk wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Monk.
Okay, so what I would suggest is things like this. When I'm thinking more along the lines of how to be more proactive in the society that we live in with the demons and the government, okay, which are our adversaries. So
because
we live in such an advanced era of technology, I strongly recommend your listeners and people to learn more about operating and creating software. How to operate in softwares. Learn how to create and promote and produce programs. How to infiltrate the system. How to become. Infiltration is the key word here. Becoming proactive.
How to counterattack all this surveillance and all these things that they're doing to us. Because let me tell you something.
Thank you.
I have a lot of.
Very good, guys. I like that.
I have a lot of programs on my PC. That I do, you know, a lot of cleaning and a lot of things because, you know, they're always trying to hack into your PC, by the way. They're always watching and listening and, you know, they're always trying to interfere with your activities online and whatnot, okay? So that's why...
I want to tell you something about that antivirus you have on your computer. Don't you think the antivirus company can go in and take anything they want from you? Through a back door? Sure they can.
Sure.
So remember, you're giving them the keys to your Corvette. You understand? Your computer is your Corvette. When you put the...
That's why I say, because of the way we are programmed nowadays, with everybody with cell phones and computers and all this electronic stuff, and all we do is feed information into it. All we do is we talk and we lust.
And if somebody's gathering that information and they want to use it against us.
And they use it. Yeah, but not. So my whole thing is that we become proactive and learning how to create programs, how to put in more things.
Counterattack these things. Yes, of course. I agree 100%.
Then we're going to need strings and Progresso cans and paper cups and strings, because we're going to have to get rid of all this technology and go back to what was in the beginning. No technology.
Yeah, no, it's too late.
Wait. Hey, listen to this. This is why it's important that you guys watch this video that I mentioned.
aliens come from hell. Let me tell you something right now. This is what you never learn in your schools. But way back in the day, in the days of Noah, they had the same technology we have right now, believe it or not. Even better.
Okay.
And you're going to find that out because guess what? Guess what? The NASA astronauts from Apollo 17 and Apollo 18 missions, they found three cadavers of women, okay, in the moon, okay, that came from the era of Noah, you know, with writing and everything, okay? And you're going to see this documented.
How did they get there?
Because they opened up portals. Listen, because demons show them how to open up portals in time. That's the key. The demons, the fallen angels.
Oh, you mean quantum physics. You mean quantum physics.
So I'm going to recommend.
About stuff that Einstein knew about and the scientists know about. You see, the demons.
Albert Einstein. Well, Albert Einstein always said the theory of relativity has to do with time travel. That it doesn't exist.
Let me tell you something. The demons and the fallen angels, okay, they have taught humans how to open up portals, okay? That you know, they simply...
Because
you know,
they use them themselves. God is not of this earth, remember. God seeded this earth, but he's not of this earth.
They come from another dimension, not from another planet. They come from another dimension. They have
another time and place.
Listen, they have taught humans how to travel into another planet through these portals. And these witches that they found bedding in the moon, the astronauts, they actually, you know...
Like the movie Stargate. Did you see the movie Stargate where they use the gate to travel to different times and different planets and different areas?
You know, the reality is that, you know, the demons, the fallen angels, they use portals, man. This is why when you look at a UFO, right?
That's what a Stargate is. It's a portal that goes through time and space.
I understand. This is
why
when
you say God isn't the ruler of time and space.
Listen, this is why when you look at those videos, where people are filming UFOs, right, and you see them in the sky and all of a sudden they disappear, like out of the blue, that's because
they went into another
dimension. Exactly.
So, may I say something?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, I think that your listeners, and Roy, I think you're doing a great job on the show. I'm glad you're doing this, brother. And I think this is one good instrument, is doing more talk show like this and informing people and getting them wise to what's going on.
And putting the truth out there, the simple truth, man. It's about time you wake up and open up your eyes.
Yeah. Excellent.
The art of self-reliance and controversy thrives when we are. You understand?
Yeah, because
you have to have the right to say, wait a minute, what about this? And somebody has to have the right to say, no, this is the way it is. And somebody else says, no, that's the way it is.
We as a society, we are just like the ostrich. We like to stick our heads in the sand, and we don't care what is going on around the world.
Yeah.
But we need to actually
that's what
stick
I was just saying with the neighbors.
Out of the sand.
How many neighbors do you know? A few, not all of them.
That's what I'm trying to say is that because the United States of America is such a beautiful country, we're one of the best countries in the world, I think. So, but one thing that
it's
we
a
have
melting pot.
Our,
so many different
one
cultures.
Thing have, one thing we have to our advantage is here in America is that we got federal libraries, state libraries. We got libraries. Man, there is so
and people are not going. They're not as many people should
we
be going. They're believing
but at
the,
same the time,
bullshit
we have
on the internet.
Information. And it's about
we need
time
more
you
lawyers. Listen. We need more minority lawyers. We need to get more lawyers. People encourage people to take maybe their computer and go and hang out at a library with the computer and or maybe just study law a little bit more. Know about the system, how to operate, how to represent
oneself. I'm going
to
tell you something right now, and this may sound really, you know, awkward and off the wall, but did you know that the Republicans and the Democrats, they're one and the same thing. They're just different names. They're all Satanists, and they're all, Masons, and they're all Illuminati. They just want to make it play like they're against one another, but they're not. They're one
right,
and in the same boat.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
it's
okay.
Called
we
the art of
that.
Misdirection.
That's okay. And that's okay. That's good knowledge. We know that. So my whole thing is study law. Read
that's
up.
Good.
Know
that's
your
a feather in our
know
hat.
You're right.
You know what I mean? We can
know
always
right.
use it against them.
Of course.
Right. You got
to
know how to use
when they have elections,
system.
It's laughable.
That's why I don't vote, and I am not either a Republican nor a Democrat, because they're all the same BS. Do you understand?
Right, but still doesn't hurt to know the system, know how the system operates, know how
it operates, and work the system.
You need to wake up and see how
it
operates.
Work the system for your own advantage.
Exactly.
Know how to protect people.
We're human. We have to survive. If you don't eat, you die. If you don't drink water, you die. So we have to use the system in order to live, unfortunately.
There you go. There you go.
All right,
because
guys.
We could sit here and talk about how dangerous it is out there, and how scary and how fucked up it is. Excuse my English. How messed up it is.
It is very scary. We're living in a very scary society. Let me tell you something right now. Homeland Security is the American version of the Gestapo. Okay?
Yes,
and it's the American version of the KGB. I want you to get that. Okay?
Yeah, but
right after 9/11 is when it started. There was no Homeland Security before 9/11.
And I make emphasis on that because it's important that you know, okay, when the shit hits the fan, what's going to happen is this, okay? Obama...
The room's going to smell like shit. That's what's going to happen. Everything is going to smell like shit.
Well, you know, tough times are coming ahead, let me tell you right now, and scary times too. So it's about time that you guys really... get informed and wake up.
Zero.
What is
the
going
FEMA
on.
Camps. What did they say in the FEMA camps? Either you're with us or you're against us. At that point, they got to be smart. If you're against them, they could even remember they have the right to shoot you. They already have coffins ready.
Let me tell you something. The way the Patriot Act has been written, we have no rights. They can arrest you on a whim. Okay.
They can arrest you on a hearsay. Hey, this guy said that this guy is—he's gonna take the dress off of a girl. Let's put him in jail. He hasn't even done anything.
Don't you see this is becoming a police state? Don't you see the violence in police shooting people? You know, look at the news. Okay.
Did you see the video of the homeless guy, Monk? Did you see the video of the homeless guy? How he got shot? Isn't that
man, they're
disgusting?
Shooting everybody. They're
doesn't
shooting
that
to kill.
Make you
they're
feel humanity
to kill.
Is losing morality? I said, doesn't it make you feel like the humanity is losing its morality? Look, that poor homeless guy.
Because there is no morality.
Yeah.
Remember, this is Satan's world, not God's world. People wake
up. But hello, Satan doesn't rule. The chosen few do.
Yes,
the good people are ruling. We are putting the machine. We are against the machine.
He runs against the burning of the light.
Listen,
I will not go quiet into the damn night.
Great power and glory. We are not going to have the government of God on this earth. It's about
but you see, it's the people like us, like Monk, like you, that are making a difference, because if nobody would stand up for the goodness, everything would be dark and evil. You understand
Listen,
that now?
The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. We have been living a lie for too long. It's about time you wake up. And with this, I want to say goodbye, friends, and we'll talk with you some other time, okay? Because I
got
to run.
We got enough.
Thank you for having me on here. Bye-bye.
You got it, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Monk, we got another caller.
All right.
All right, let's put him on. Hello, caller 973. You are live.
Hi, guys. What was all that screaming that was going on? It's Christina Ibbotson.
You know who it was? It was Satan.
Listen, I looked up at the clock. I looked up at the clock, and it was like 10 to 7, and I was like, oh, my God, I had promised Roy that I would call the show.
Right.
First I went on your page there, you know, at the radio station, and I hear all this screaming just as I'm dialing, and I'm like, wait a minute, what am I missing here? Who was on just now?
That was the spirit of controversy.
Yeah, who was that? His voice sounded familiar.
I have no idea. His name. He said his name was Shakur.
Okay.
Maybe
how
it's Tupac's brother.
Oh,
Tupac
gosh.
Shakur's brother.
I'm going to have to listen.
What was the, The area code was 254.
Oh, man, I just... Okay, yeah, 254. That's
I'm going to have to listen back, you know, after you archive it so that...
Yo, my hairs were standing on end with that guy.
Damn.
He's an activist, you know what I mean? He wants to change, but he's too... How do you say, Monk? He's too... Está muy loco.
High-strung?
He's too crazy.
He's high-strung, please.
Super hyper. He's going from zero to 500 miles an hour.
Damn.
Yeah.
Radical Christian.
But he's got to slow down because once we go too fast, we are able to crash. You understand? We got to slow down and analyze everything for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Everything from
yeah.
A to Z. It's what makes life more simple, and we can choose good or bad.
And you also have to keep in mind everybody's entitled to his and her opinion, and you know,
right.
And. Such is life.
Exactly. How many things have we all been through?
Oh, please.
And at the last moment, a divine intervention happens. Why is that?
Yes.
Why can't
God
we just
God.
Die? You know what I mean? Because it's not written yet. You know what I mean? It's not in
right.
the cards, or it's not in it's not there. Because if not,
right.
we would be dead.
Yeah, and you know what they say
there's
nowadays.
No other reason. There is no other reason.
Well, you know what they say nowadays? God gives the hardest challenges to his strongest soldiers, you know?
Exactly.
So,
I really believe it. You know that?
Yeah, but you know what, man? Sometimes I'm like, please cut me a break already. I'm getting old. This
yeah, well, he
shit.
Doesn't because...
Tired.
And whatever happens to you doesn't ever happen again because you really learned your lesson.
Lord.
I guess it was God. No?
Sorry, that's not true.
Well,
I
hope I don't fall and
I...
break my ribs again, man. Don't
no,
say
no,
I'm
no,
going to fall and break my ribs again.
No,
I'm going to kill you.
No, but there are certain experiences I noticed in life. Until you
right.
resolve that one thing that keeps coming up, it keeps coming up because you still haven't resolved it, you know?
Right,
so
I understand that.
Yeah, there's always like that repeated history, you know, history repeating itself. But listen.
And I guess God must know that we need money because when we don't have it, somehow it appears. How strange is that?
Well, speak for yourself.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, you could be six months without money, but something happens and you get whatever you need. Maybe it's not
yes.
money, but maybe it's something material
yes, no,
that you
no,
need.
Yes, yes. And God knows
a
that.
House,
just
a car,
joke on
a haircut. You know what I mean? A pedicure, but you don't. You know what I mean? It could be any little thing.
Listen,
and you
we
feel,
don't
oh, I'm never going to be able, and it happens.
No. It's very true. I look back on my journey and
exactly.
the journey through roughness, and I, you know, I sit amazed, and I'm like, wow, you know, not a day went by that I went hungry. My needs were all met, you know, and it wasn't like extravagant, but they were basic needs, and they were met. They were met, you know. God meets them. He does.
Look at Akito. He's a traveler. He's like a carpenter,
well, you know,
traveler, drummer. You know what I mean? He's been to so many places while we've been here. You understand? He must have been gone through hell. He don't tell him. He don't call you and tell you. He don't call me and tell me. He deals with it. And, you know, I got to hand it to him because it's not easy. Let's put ourselves in his shoe.
Okay.
It's not easy.
Well, he's my brother. He's my brother.
Yep.
And I can tell you that he's got the kind of faith that I think everybody should have because it's pure, it's childlike, it's unceremonious, and it's just a real basic, listen to all those sirens coming through here now that I call the show.
That's good. It's sound effects for the show.
Yeah.
That's one out of 12. One out of 12. Please see the lady. Her name is Christina L. Ibbotson. She needs three paragraphs for her new book.
Let her keep on. I was eating that up, what she was saying.
All right.
He was eating it up. And, you know, sometimes we do need to hear stuff like that, you know. It's just this basic, this nice, unpretentious face. And I've always looked
right.
at that about him, you know, because look. He's never married. He doesn't have any children. He's just been a bachelor his whole life. And he's traveled more than probably Jesus himself when the Lord was on the earth, you know? And, you know, I mean, he's always...
The only thing Aquino needs to do is travel in Europe. That's all he needs. He needs to get a passport and go out of the United States.
All I need to do is play drums. That's
all
I need to do.
We're talking
and you
about
can play
Aquino
drums
like
in Spain or under the Eiffel Tower. I want you to send me a video of you playing drums under the Eiffel Tower in a drum circle. Why not?
Right on. I love you.
Shit, if I could do it, I would do it, I swear.
Yeah.
And you, Christina, with writing your books, your mind is a terrible thing to waste, and you don't waste it. You understand?
Hey,
you use
I do
it.
What I can.
Let it
yeah.
be the bit streak. Let it be the books. Let it be that you're creating. Remember, a person that creates is better than a person that doesn't create. A person that doesn't create is not doing anything for this earth, really.
Yeah.
If you don't create, you don't plant a seed, you don't expect flowers and fruit to grow. How can you be a farmer? You can't.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to be a mind farmer of positive karma.
Yeah. You know something, Roy? I have to tell you something. I've known you, God, since 1972. And as I get, as you and I have more communication, you know, lately and recently, I'm noticing you're a very deep and philosophical person. You really are. Like, wow, you know, we've had conversations and I listen to the way that
because
you
God hit me over the head with a hammer. That's why.
I tampoco, sí, chico, ¿qué te pasa?
See? Yeah, because I was very negative in my beginning years. And remember, negativity can only turn into two things, negativity or positivity, and it's turned into positivity because I've seen that that route is what gives me the fruit of my life, where I didn't have any fruit at all before. And I embrace it. I swallow it. I eat it. I drink it with the water of life.
Yeah.
I have
listen,
to. It's what makes me live. It's what makes my heart feel good.
And
I
I'm
couldn't
so
feel good otherwise.
And I'm so happy for you. But listen to me for 1 second. You got 2 minutes remaining on the clock from what I see here on your page.
No, it's still streaming. We got an hour.
Oh, we got an extra
hour? What time
hour?
Is it? No, from 6 to 7. It's 6:49.
Yeah, but according to what it says here, it says 2 minutes remaining. So can I have a minute of that to say something?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I had wanted to call in to the show to talk about the bit strips, the bitty series that I wrote 15 episodes. The very first ones, as we both know, were a little bit disastrous because I didn't know what I was doing with the videos and
it's a work in progress.
Exactly, but as we
remember,
you're
learning how to do it cartoon wise now. It's not like writing a book.
And so,
ahead.
as we got what was it, episode 10 through 15, now they started to look a little more professional. Now I have sound effects in there, and, you know, it's just a better quality. But well, here's what I wanted to say. It's like, I know that some people may look at that and say, oh, you know, for somebody who's 56 years old, she shouldn't be, you know, coloring like this, you know. But I had a lot of fun, Roy. And I have to thank you, and I have to thank Tomas for letting me grab the two of you and do whatever the hell I wanted to do with you guys, you know, with your avatars, you know?
Right.
I don't know if you saw the finale, you know, the last one, the 15th one. That's the one that closed the, you know, season one. But in there, you know, the Christina avatar is making out with the Dawn avatar, and she's in bed with the Tomas. I mean, it got wild, you know. It was a lot of fun doing this, you know.
So you would say that's a rated R avatar.
Well, for us,
it's a rated R avatar.
Well, you know what? It's actually almost like PG, you know, because for the adults, but for children.
Yeah, well, the kids already know all about that. So it's like rated R when we were 17 is different from now.
Yeah,
so
but even then, just because they know doesn't mean that it's right, you know.
Right.
I don't like to add to the corruption of minors, you know. But anyway,
But it makes for an interesting story, because you don't want to sit there and see you giving me X-Lax coffee all day. You know what I mean? And
oh,
I'm sitting in my pants.
That was so funny. And I wonder if in the story, I wonder if I even addressed, yeah, I did address why I gave you
And then
that.
You gave me a cake with X-Lax also, and you fooled me the second time, and she gave me the chimichurris for a week.
Did you see the last episode where he's supposed to get married to Leticia, my cousin Leticia Perez, right? And
well, that's your cousin.
So,
I know her. Esa la flaca.
Yeah, my cousin
I went
Larry.
To school with her.
Yeah, so in the story, she and Don are supposed to get married, but the Christina avatar, she goes and visits Letty at the flower shop. Letty owns the flower shop there and brings her the cookies with the stool softener in it, you know?
I got a story for you with Leticia. One time we were on 49th Street and we were in a party in the basement.
Whoa. Don't forget you're on global radio here.
No, there's nothing bad.
Okay.
We were just dancing the hustle. And I would spin her around so much that she threw up and she goes, "You're crazy. You dance too quick."
Oh,
and I'll never forget it. I still have it in my mind. I'm spinning her, and it reminds me of The Exorcist. Porque vomito así. And it was all yellow. I go, oh, my God.
Oh. Does she
you
got to
ask her.
Remember?
Tell her.
She's
got to remember.
Yeah.
Tell her was in the basement on 49th Street in Weehawken and Alberto Nadal's basement.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was DJing.
Yeah.
Oh, remember, we used to dance the hustle, and you would spin. You would spin the woman and spin her and spin her.
Uh-huh.
I spinned her,
too
quick.
For the record, I started uploading chapters to my novel, Love Amid Chaos, and in the coming days, I'm also going to upload my other books. So I'm going to upload Deceived by Appearances. I'm going to upload Grapes for the Road, and I'm going to...
Oh, I got to get you the number
writing.
Of this lady in Prince Hall. So you could get a good publisher down there on 9W?
I do my own publishing now. I do.
Oh, okay, that's even better,
because
then that way it's in not nobody's hands but your own.
Exactly. You
know, I think that's the best way. I think that's the best way, because you can regulate it. Because like you say, God made you learn from the first book. Your Love of Men's Chaos book, you learned from that book.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
And you're not the same person that wrote that book anymore. You're somebody else, a better person.
Yeah, but wait till you read Deceived by Appearances. You're going to wonder, damn, Chris, I didn't know you were that friggin' feisty.
Well, that's what makes for a good book, is interesting.
Very
concept.
Steamy. That Deceived by Appearances
good.
Is a very fat one. I have to really,
As long as you didn't
so
put
X-Lax
in anybody's coffee in that book, I love you.
Huh?
As long as you didn't put X-Lax in anybody's coffee in that book, I love you.
You know, that was so funny. When I was writing that little bit strip about the X-Lax in your coffee, you know, I mean, sometimes it was 3:00 in the morning, Roy, and I was just laughing hysterical because, you know, again, I just kept feeling like, wow, you really lent yourself to me, and I was buying you really, really something else. You know?
Yep, you went to town. You went to town, which is good. That,
I went
that
all out.
Opens up your creative juices. That's what I want everybody to do. Look, at Monk
that's
with his, your brother with his drumming, that's his creative juices, man.
Exactly.
That's something
you know,
that,
my family,
if you take
very,
that away from him, he would die. If they would take that away from you, you would die. If they take it away from me, I would die. Because it makes us thrive. It makes us who we are.
My family is just everybody's artistic. My nephew Nicholas, okay, if you look on Wattpad or even
the little drummer,
Google his name. No, Nicholas Nico Diaz.
Francis boy.
I never met him. I know Martha's kids. I know that Akito gave him a drum set and he's playing drums.
Yeah, and he's only what, 6 years old?
He's a little kid, but. That's when it starts. That's where that
the music
spark
is definitely
of
in that
culture
little
starts. You know what I mean? It comes in you.
Well, Nico is Francis' son, my sister, and you know, his book, The Blue Dream Playlist. I really want everybody to read that book. It's a coming of age book. You know, it's for teens.
Name of it again?
The Blue Dream Playlist.
Right on.
And he put together a trailer for this book. I mean, it's just phenomenal. You know, my niece Brianna's a writer. She writes beautifully. We got Mikey, who's a musician and a songwriter. You know, my sister Martha draws beautifully, and she writes very well also.
You should get together and write a book together. One draws, one does one chapter, one does the other. It would make for a big, interesting book because you're putting so many minds. It's like that movie, The 12 Years, where it took 12 years to make the movie. You could do that in a book. That would be the greatest synopsis because nobody has done a book like that. Well, the Bible, but the Bible was written by many other people, but it's the great synopsis.
Yeah.
You should do it because since everybody's doing it already, it will give them even more incentive knowing that everybody gets to put something into that book. And then you've got to come up with a good name. That's it. That's what you could call the book. Viva la Revolución de la Mente.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and if you don't use it, you lose it, baby. You gotta snap those synapses and think, create, form, do. You have to. If not, you're gonna turn into a vegetable.
Yeah.
And you'll be a piece of broccoli, and you get hungry, and you gotta eat yourself, and you won't be nothing because you ate yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know what your board here is saying, that they were just uploading now for smoother playback. I'm surprised that you're still on the air.
What is that
all
mean?
Right. That's it. We're off the air, guys. So next Saturday at 6 o'clock, guys.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll leave everyone with this song. I'm sure you're going to remember it. Check it out, people.
I hope the Moss is also on. Junior, it was good talking to you. I love you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
I'll talk to you later. Bye, Roy.
Bye, honey.
And I leave you with Babe Ruth on first base. Here I am, Voice Roy Radio.
Good night, everyone. Don Royce Roy signing off. Thank you for coming to the show tonight. Next Saturday at 6 p.m., we'll be on the air again. And remember, you are writers of stories.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the